Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, Chulin 17, and on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the obligation for the Shochet to have the knife checked before the slaughter takes place, and we know that the knife needs to be clean, that there should be nothing on the blade that would be what's called a pagima or a nick that would cause the animal pain, and it wouldn't be a clean cut. That the cleanest way for the animal to feel as little pain as possible is if the knife is clean without any cut. So says Rav Chista, Minayla Bedika Sakin Minatora. How do we know that there is a obligation for the knife to be checked? And so the Gemara cites a verse. The verse is actually not biblical, but it's not from the Torah, but it is from the prophets. And that's often the case. Sometimes, as the Hagos Yaivitz points out, sometimes the Gemara will refer to a verse from the prophets and still call it Min HaTorah. And the verse comes from the first book of Samuel, chapter 14, verse 34, after Shaul defeated the Plishtim, and Shaul made all the people take an oath that they will not eat until the evening. That evening, the people were tired from the battle, and they were hungry from the fast, and the people slaughtered and they ate improperly. And it says that Shaul told the officers to scatter amongst the people and to say to them, Hagishu elai ish shorov ish siyeh, who bring to me every man his ox and his lamb, ushachatatem bazeh vachotem, and you shall slaughter with this and you shall eat it. And the key word is bazeh, with this, baiz zayin hey. For the fact that Shaul specifically said to them to slaughter with this, it means to say that he was telling them to slaughter with this knife that he was showing them, and that shows that the knife was already checked, and so therefore all the people needed to slaughter specifically with the knife that Shaul had checked beforehand. And this teaches us that there was an obligation to check the knife before the slaughter. So the Gemara asks, well, pshitach, it's obvious that you need to check the knife. Why would we even think you need to check the knife? Kivin dechinakov treifa, since if the knife would not be checked, it would have a defect on it, it would have a nick, it would render the animal a treifa because it wouldn't be slaughtered properly. So therefore, obviously, by bedika, obviously the knife needs to be checked. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the point is, we're not saying that the knife just needs to be checked. The point is that it needs to be checked lechacham kamrinan, that the knife needs to be checked by a Torah scholar. It's not just enough for the shoychei to check it, but the chacham needs to check the knife. So the Gemara says, "Well, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that there really is no real obligation to check for the Torah scholar to check the knife?" Well, Amru laharos sakin lechacham. That there is really no obligation for the chacham to check it. That the only reason why our chazal said that we need to show the knife to the chacham is only in order to give honor to the chacham. So really, there's no obligation. Whereas Rav Chista learned it out from the verse. So which is it? Is there a obligation from the verse, or is it really just to give honor to the chacham? So it comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, you're right, that indeed the need for the chacham to check it is just a takana, and it's just a rabbinic institution, midrabanan. And what about the verse that we cited? That verse is not a real verse. It is a real verse, but that verse is not really the source. The verse is what we say, asmachta ba'almahu. It's just a hint to this law. So so why do we need to show it to the scholar? The Rambam says, the reason why we need to show it to the scholar, and that if you do not show the knife to the scholar, we're going to excommunicate you, is because we're concerned that you didn't do the search properly, and the next time you're going to rely upon yourself, and it will really be a defect. And so therefore, the reason why it needs to be shown to the scholar is so that, simply speaking, so that the scholar can do it properly. However, the Magen Mishnah cites a different reason in the name of the Ravid, and his reason is that the reason why we need to show it to the scholar is because this, you need to really focus in the checking of the knife to make sure there's no defects. And we need to make sure that the person is not focusing on something else, and that if you're focusing on something else, maybe you wouldn't do a proper inspection. And so therefore, it's like a type of horah, it's like a type of halachic ruling. And so therefore, they need this to really be concerned that the chacham is the one who gives this. So according to the Magen Mishnah, there's two reasons. One is that it's the honor of the chacham, but also the chacham is the one who's able to rule properly. And so therefore, that's the reason why why we need to show it to the Chacham. Also, the Poskim say that we learn from the word bazeh, we learn a very important point about the improper way to inspect a knife. That first of all, since, according to one position, because zeh, which is with this, which Shaul said that you should shechatetem bazeh, you should slaughter with this, as some say, since the gematria of zeh, this in the verse, is 12, therefore the knife, the proper knife for the slaughter should be 12 finger lengths long. But others say because it says bazeh, that it should be, that's an extra bet, that's an extra two, value of two, that it should be 14 finger lengths long. And we also learn from the word bazeh, we also learn from the word zeh, that there needs to be a total of 12 inspections of the knife. And the way we see is that each knife has a sharp edge and two sides of that sharp edge. And so therefore we say that the knife must be checked in the following fashion, that it needs to be checked by all three of these sides, and it needs to be checked with his fingernail and also with the flesh of the finger to make sure that there's no defects, and it needs to be run up and down that knife. So we see from here that that comes to a total of 12, which is the numerical value of zeh, three times and four times on each of those three times, two with the fingernail going up and down and two with the flesh of the finger going up and down. And so that's the way the knife is, the proper way to check the knife to this day is to do it in that fashion, and that will be the fulfillment of the word zeh from this verse.